Okay, today is Daf Hey in Maseches Mori Katan. We are on Dalam Abayz. We just got through some Yisuri Derabanan about the line of the Mishnah of Ein Osin Ugios or Ein Osin Es Ama. You can't make the Ama. Is that because why can't you make a furrow on during Shemitah? So we had a machlokas whether it's because it appears like you are hoeing, like you're making a nice soft row in your ground in order to plant in afterwards, or Maksha Agafelas Ria, did you create a soft area of earth in order to plant in? So that was the machlokas that we just discussed. And we discussed at the end the machlok when Rav Elazar ben Azariah is gozer, nirika oder, or when not. So now we're up to the two dots. Umisaknin esamukolas b'moin. So now we switch to the second half of the Mishnah. I'm sorry, not yet. First, with the last part of the first half of the Mishnah, we're still talking about Sarche Yachid, where the Mishnah says that though, according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to make an Ama, you can't make this furrow in your ground originally on Chol HaMoed, but you're allowed to fix ones that got ruined. You got ones that got stuff stuck in it, the branches and the rocks and the dirt. You're allowed to clean it out on Chol HaMoed. That's considered, that's not Tircha Yaseira, and therefore because of Hefsid, because you need the water on Chol HaMoed, so you would be allowed to clean it out. So Gemara says, my Mukul Kalas, how ruined is ruined that you are allowed to fix it, to clean it out. Amar Rabbi Abba, Shem Haisa Amuka Tefach, Ma'amida Al Shisha Tefachim. If it was only a Tefach deep now, because the other five Tefachim got stuffed up, so then you could clean it out and get it back to its original six Tefachim. So you could go from one to six. That is known clearly Mutter. Pshita, so now the Gemara says, is it the ratio or is it the amount? Pshita chati tefach al shlosha tefachim. It's obvious that if there's only a half of a tefach deep that is left, and you want to make it three tefachim deep, so then kivan delo aver mayalav klumu. So what does that mean? So the pashtus of this line means it's right now is only half a tefach deep. So right now it's like nothing. So it's like doing something new now. Keep it lower, Maya, since the water doesn't go through now, so then you can't fix this going from a half to three, even though it's the same percentages of going from one to six, because when it's a half, nothing goes through. It's like it's totally closed up, and the Mishnah says you're not allowed to make new amos on the Chol HaMoed. That is now not how Rashi learns the Gemara. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is that even if you would make it into three, it still wouldn't do anything. So half to three doesn't do anything because that's not going to solve any of your problems anyway. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. The Ritva quotes this idea from Rashi, and he thinks that the pashtus, like Rov Rishonim, is like he said, that lo over maya is not talking about what it will do. Even after you fix it, it won't accomplish anything. But right now, it's a considered sasum, it's considered closed. So half to three is definitely no good. Tvachayim al shnei masar. Let's say it's two tvachim deep now, and you want to make it into 12 tvachim deep. Again, ratio of 1 to 6. The katarach tercha yaseira lo. That would for sure be no good. Also, because going 12 tvachim deep down, an extra 10 tvachim, that for sure is not going to be any good. So half to 3, 2 to 12 is no good. 1 to 6, we said, is fine. What about tvachayim al shiva mahu? What if it's two tvachim deep and you want to go 7 down? Meaning an extra 5. So, what do we say there? Hacha chabisha kamamik v'hacha chabisha kamamik. Do we say that just like 1 to 6 is mutter, and you only went down 5, so to here 2 to 7 would be mutter, because you only went down 5. O dilma, or no. Kiva di'ika tefach yaseira, ika tircha tvei. No, or do we say since there is one deeper tefach that you have to go. You're not stopping at 6, you're stopping at 7, so you have to reach further down, so it's going to be more of a tircha, and maybe this is going to be tircha yaseira, that is too much for the halacha to allow. The Gemara says, teku. Teku, we don't know the answer, so we have to leave it. One for halacha, one for hashkafa. So what are we paskin here? What are we paskin going from 2 to 7? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Yantif, the Rambam says, paskins this teku lakula. So the Rambam Perches Halacha Gimel, Ketzad Haisamuka Tefach Chofer Ba Achisha Haisamuka Tefachayim Mamika Shiva 2 to 7 is Mutter, says the Rambam. He passes this Tekel Kula. The Achronim point out that this seems to be against the Klalim of the other Rishonim. If you look right, the page before the Rush in Masechah Shabbos, there's one page that the Karbon Esanel has called Klalei Ruf Barabenu Usher, Batur. And he quotes the different rules and regulations of psak in the Rosh and the Rif. So in Os Chav Beis, it says there, Nishma me Rif v'Rabbeinu, who's the Rosh, v'Ravon u'Bahag, kulu sfirle, dibatamuda chasmu ibaya bateku, afilu shehu divrei sofrim, paskinan l'chumra. Perakama debetza sivin chavtalad, whenever, says the Karban Isanel, there is a teku, you always go l'chumra. Teku means it should stand. It should stand means l'chumra. This is what the Rosh says. This is what the Rif says, etc. He ends off. V'Rambam v'Tur lo hiskimu bazeklal. Right? The Rambam and the Tur don't hold of this though. This is one of the examples. The Rambam paskins here l'kula, even though it is a teku. The Nebuka Yosef here paskins l'chumra. There is a problem with the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that Chol HaMoed is an Issa Daraisa, like we said, like Rashi and like others, like maybe the Rambam holds, while he passes the Kula here too, like the Rambam. So if he's a real Sabi Daraisa, so then it's a little difficult what his Shita is based on. Okay, and the Hashkafa thought that we haven't said in a couple of Masechtas, so I thought we would repeat it, and that is Teiku, why do we say Teiku, Tishbi Itaris Kushis Vabayas? That's what Daf Yomi is about, having the same part every couple of months, so that way it retains its knowledge in our brain. Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayas. Why do we say Tishbi Eliyahu Navi? Why don't we say Meku? Moshe Yataris Kushis Vabayas. Isn't Moshe our greatest Rabbeinu? Meku? Mishbi? Right? We only think it's unusual because it says Teku. Why isn't it Meku? So Kedushas Levi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to, in order to be a posik, in order to answer Shilas, you have to be involved in the world. You've got to be involved in the generation. Somebody isn't involved, Asuk, Bitzar Chayamcha, is not involved in the generation, that he can't answer the Shilas if he's not around. So Avram Avinu is going to come down and answer Shilas about electricity on Shabbos. He's not here. He can't do that. So you can't say Avram. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah records that Moshe Rabbeinu died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him, but Moshe Rabbeinu died. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not in this world. Chias HaMesim is going to come back. Eliyahu HaNavi lo meis. Eliyahu HaNavi never died. He comes to every bris. Yesterday he had a busy day in our shul, but Dafka Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that's constantly alive and constantly involved in the generations. Right? The Gemara Eirvin, we had even said, how could he come from outside the Tchum on Shabbos? What does he do? So he's even subject to halacha in some ways. So that's why we say Teiku, because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer the questions, because he's somebody who's still asuk in the needs of the klal and involved in this world. That's why Teiku and not Meku. Four lines from the bottom. Abaya Shari finishing up. Abaya Shara bar Hamdach Lishchufeinara. Abaya allowed these people to clean out their river. Rav Yirmiya Shari Lahu Lebnei Sachusa Lemichrenara Tamima. He also allowed them to clean out a closed up river. Rav Ashi Shari Lahu Lebnei Masamachsia Laakduche Nahar Burnitz. He allowed them to clear out the Burnitz River. Omar, he said, Kivan Deshasu Mine Rabim Kirabim Dami, since many people drink from this river and use this river, Kirabim Dami is like a Rabim, Vitznan Osen Kol Tzarche Rabim. And the Mishnah says, when it comes to the Rabim, you can do Tzarche Rabim. Seemingly, to do this, to dredge a river, to dredge one of these, sounds like Tirche Yaseira. This isn't nothing, but that's exactly the point. And this is what we quoted already at Dav Beis, but it's here. The Rush, right here on Dav Vav, Dav Dalon Beis, quotes the Ravid, and it says, when it comes to Tzarche Rabim, even Tirche Yaseira is mutter, even Kivin Malach to Bamoid is mutter, even if you dafka plan to do it today, everything's mutter except Maisa Uman. But that is from this Gemara he gets it, because it seems like you're dredging these rivers. Once it's Sarchi Rabim, then even Tirchi Yisera is going to be mutter. Again, that's the Rosh at Simon Aleph, Perak Aleph, Simon Fav. Okay, continuing. Umasachnes Kukulei Abayim Bishus Arabim. The Mishnah continues that you're allowed to fix up the ruins, water sources in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So this is the second half of the Mishnah, which discusses Tzarchei Rabim. Tzarchei Rabim is going to be mutter, and there are more flexible heterim by Tzarchei Rabim than there are for Tzarchei Yach. And again, in each of these are very halachah lamaisa. What exactly is allowed to be done in Chol HaMoed? We gotta ask Shilas. A Rav should get a lot of Chol HaMoed Shilas before Chol HaMoed. Halavai, he davens for the day that he gets a lot of Chol HaMoed Shilas, and everybody just doesn't do what they want. Okay, so Kegelei Bayim Shuzer Rabim Echulu Chatita In Chafirulo. The Mishnah said that Chotetin, O son, you're allowed to be Chotet these water sources that got ruined. So Chotet just means to like fix up and clean out a little bit, but you're not allowed to dig in a new water source to support the public on Shabbos. So on Chol HaMoed, Chatita in Chafir Lo. So we have a diyuk. So is the Mishnah seems to be saying only Chatita is mutter, but Chafira, but digging is going to, only Chatita is mutter, digging is going to be Asr. digging originally. This is only true that only chatita is mutter, where the rabbim doesn't really need this water source, but it is for the rabbim. So that's the kind of case where there are limitations on the heter. Aval rabim tsrichim lahem, but if the rabim needs this water source, afilu chafira mutter. You're even allowed to dig one originally. As we said, even tircha yisera is going to be mutter on chalamoy. What does it mean, rabim tsrichim lahem? The rabim needs it. So Rashi, not here, I think Rashi elsewhere where this comes up. Rashi in the Rif, as we said, Rashi on the Rif could be the real Rashi on this Masechta. Rashi in the Rif says they need water to drink. They need water to drink, so therefore, that's what Rabbim Tzricha Lahem. Ask the Ritva, what's the Chiddush of that? If the Rabbim doesn't have water to drink, you'd think that you're not allowed to get them water to drink? So the Ritva here quotes, no, a Chiddush. What does it mean, Rabbim Tzricha Lahem? He quotes Rashi, She'ein Lahem Mayim Lishtos Ve'inonachon. They're saying, my are your Rabbim. That feel Yachinami. If a Yachin doesn't have water to drink, he's also allowed to dig. If he doesn't have food and drink, he's also allowed to do it. So the Ritva quotes a Tosvos, Vatosvos Pirshu, the Rabbim Tzricha Lahem Lishtos, Achar Hamoed. The case is, the Chiddush is, that the Rabbim Tzrichim, even right after Yontif it's needed. Let's say you're doing it so that the Ole Regel have what to drink on their way back. On their way back to all their places. You're still allowed to do it. That's the Chiddush of Rabbim Tzricha Lahem. So it's a machlokes between the Rashi quoted in the Ritva and the Tosafot quoted in the Ritva. Neither of them are on our daf. But machlokes in those two deos, what does it mean, Rabbim Tzricha Lahem? That they need water to drink, or they need, even after Yontif, it's still going to be mutter. So that is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that if Rabbim Tzrichim Lahem, so then even Chafira is mutter. So now we're going to quote a Braisa, which the first half or the second half is not going to work so well. We're going to go back and forth, and eventually we're going to get to this Braisa as a proof to this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chafira is going to be mutter if the Rabbim needs it. Ask the Gemara first. Rabbim Tzrichim Lahem Mishari, if the Rabbim needs the water, do we say it's mutter in that case? Is chafira mutter for rabbim? Vatanya the Braisa says, chotetin bo reshichan ma'aro shel yachad vein zerach lomar shel rabbim. The ratio of the Braisa says that you're allowed to clean out. Chotetin is the lesser of the verbs. You're allowed to clean out these boros, these ditches and caves of a yachid and ein zerach lomar, and for sure you can clean them out of a rabbim on the one hand, but on the other hand, the ein chofer bo reshichan ma'aro shel rabbim vein zerach lomar shel yachad. But you can't dig out of a rabbim, and surely you can't dig out of a yachid if you can't dig out of a rabbim. So what's the exact case that we're talking about? The Braisa says, there's no difference between rabbim and yachid. You're allowed to be chotate, you're not allowed to be chofer. You're allowed to clean them out, but you're not allowed to dig them in the first place. So what are we talking about? So my love, b'sharabim tzricha lahem, aren't we talking about a case where the rabbim needs these ditches, and yet you still see that the Braisa says you can't dig them in the first place? This is against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chafir is always mutter for the Tzarchei Rabbim. So Gemara says, no, you got it wrong. Lo b'she'ein Rabbim Tzricha Lahem. Really, the Braisa is about a case where the Rabbim does not need them, and that's why you can't dig them in the first place. Says the Gemara, if that's true, that helps out on the Rabbim line, but not on the Yachid line. Dechvas agav Yachid, if you say that the Braisa's topic is in a case where the Rabbim does not need it, then we would say, similarly, that Gabe Yachid, She'en Yachid Tzarech Lahem, also by a Yachid. The cases where a Yachid does not need them, Chatita Mishari. So if the case is that a Yachid does not need them, so a Yachid is allowed to do anything, a Yachid can't even dig a little bit to clean it out if he doesn't need it. V'atanya, another Braisa says, Boro Shichudam Aro, Shal Yachid, Kotzamayim Latochad, if you have a private water source, you're allowed to put water in it, Avalo Chotin, but you can't dig them, you can't clean them out. You can't fix them if they have cracks. And so Rabbim you can do. And this Braisa is talking about where Rabbim ain't Sarach Lahem. So how do we understand the original Braisa? Again, what are we up to now? If the Braisa should be understood that ain't Sarach Lahem, so then we have a problem with how Yachid works out. Because the Braisa says that a Yachid can clean out their own private dishes, but how can they clean them out if they don't need to do it? So ve'alamai, so we go back to what we said earlier. B'sheyachid tzarech lahem. Dechvazegav rabim, b'sheyachid tzarech lahem. So we want to go back to what we said earlier, then we're back to the original question. Chathira mi'asr. If you want to say that the Braisa is about that rabim tzarech lahem, so why in the world would the Braisa say that you can't dig it out in the first place? Rabim tzarech, what did Rashi say? They need water to drink. that he wanted to drink, you're not going to be able to dig out the dishes? So it can't be. V'hatanya, we have a rice that says beferish. Borosh yichnam arosh yachid, kotamayin latochad v'chotet denosan. If you have a bar, if you have a water source, a ditch, a cave of a yachid, you could put water in it, you could clean it out. Avalo shafet esit kei, avalo chotin latochan, v'lo sadin osan basid. But you can't do extra types of improvements. V'shal rabim, chofen osan v'sadin osan basid. But if a rabim, you could do everything. You could dig him out in the first place. So basically, we have a brisa, we don't know exactly what the pshat of the brisa is. Because the brisa does not make any distinction between yachid and rabim. All the brisa says is that you're allowed to clean out your ditches, but you're not allowed to build them in the first place. So on either side, we have a problem. By a rabim, you should even be able to clean them out, to build them totally. By a yachid, you know, it should be one or the other. So the Gemara says, Lakasha kamaisa. So we go back and say the following. Taretz hachi. You got to add in some words into the brisa. Chotetin, bo rosh al yachid, bishi yachid sarach lahem. You're allowed to clean out the bar of a yachid when a yachid needs it to be cleaned out. V'yein sarach lomer bishal rabim, kishar rabim sarich lahem. And surely this would be the halacha in a case of a public need where the rabim needs it. Davi l'chavir mutter, because that even digging would be mutter. V'yein chofren, in the second half of the brisa says, V'yein chofren bo rosh yichlem arish al rabim, bishayin rabim sarich lahem. You can't dig out originally Dvarim shall rabim, public place, public sources, if the rabim does not need it. Ve'ein sarach lomer shall yachid, d'chiyein yachid, sarach lahem, and surely if a yachid, because if a yachid does not need them, afilu chatidin ami aser. So basically you put the questions that we ask into the formulation of the braisa, and our machalik between yachid and rabim. Period. So we figured out lamaisa that, as we said earlier, tsarche rabim, if there's a public need, let's say the shul needs something done, it could even be done on Chol HaMoed, even if there's terche yaseira involved. The only limitation, the Rosh said, again, is maisa uman. We'll have to see how that plays out, halacha lamaisa. But there are much more, there's much flexibility in tsarche rabim when it comes to Chol HaMoed. What is a rabim? Does a rabim need three people? Does a rabbim need a community? So again, that's also a discussion in the postgame, how much a rabbim is.
If the shul can't hire an uman.
So that's a lamaisa question. So we'll talk about that, hopefully. What can the shul, let's say a shul, also might be dabar avid. You know, let's say the shul can't function because the plumbing is a problem. Right. So can you do certain plumbing? So that's also dabar ha'avid. So if you have a couple of heterim involved, there might be more flexibility.
Can the shul plan to wait for Chol HaMoed?
So that's exactly the lashon of the Rosh here. We'll have to see if we pass it that way. Halacha l'maaseh. The Rosh says even kivin malach to Chol HaMoed. Let's say people in the shul have to help out. That's the only time they're off. So you want to do it Chol HaMoed. So the Rosh says that's mutter. The Rosh says that's mutter. Because he says, if you don't do it now, it's never going to get done. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Basisa nami deka. I think our Mishnah also proves that you're allowed to even dig a public water source on Chol HaMoed for the first time. Diktari osin kol tzarchei rabim, because the Mishnah has a general line that says, after giving examples, the Mishnah says you can do all tzrachim, all needs of a rabim, you're allowed to perform on Chol HaMoed. Kol asuye mai, whenever you have a general line in the Mishnah, you ask, what's this including? Lav lasuye chafira, isn't this including digging out a ditch in the first place? So the Gemara says, no, it's possible that's not what it is including. It might be including something else. Lo, lasuya d'tani is including the following, which are mutter and Chol HaMoed. Yotzen l'kaveh tzadrachim, you're allowed to clear out the thorns that fell out on the road. Ulasakin ez rachovos, to fix up the streets. The esha is tartaos, other kinds of streets. V'lamad esha mikvos, and you could go measure the mikvahs to make sure the mikvahs have the exact the minimum shear arba'im sa'ab, because maybe over time it's gotten ruined. Again, mikvahs weren't indoors, right? They were outdoors. Maybe the sediment had gotten towards the bottom, so is less than arba'im sa'ab. That's in it. Or maybe the water level dropped, so you're allowed to measure it, even though that involves some type of tircha. V'chol mikvah shein bo arba'im sa'ab, margilin l'toch arba'im sa'ab, and any mikvah that was less than arba'im sa'ab, you're allowed to fix up. You're allowed to do hashak and connect it to another water source. So maybe all this is what's included in that line of the Mishnah. So there's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to dig in the first place. And the Brisa just adds on, Uminayim Shim Lo Yatsu Vaasu Kol Elu Shakol Damim Chenishbechu Sham Ma'aleleim Akasav Kiluhim Shafchum. How do I know that? Let's say you didn't take care of these things. Rashi says you didn't take away the thorns from the road. Or others say you didn't clear the road so that just in case you have to run out of your city, there's a fire, there's an enemy, you'll have a clear path. How do you know that if you didn't take care of these dangerous situations on the street, then it's considered as if you committed murder? Kiloheim shafchum, tamalomar v'hayal echadamim. It shall be for you for blood. Where's that pasuk? Where's that pasuk? So it says on the side, Dvarim Yutes. So that is by Ritzicha B'Shogeg. So Vayalech Adamim. But Tosfos understands this, the same exact pasuk appears by Ma'akeh in Parshas Kisetze. Vayalech Adamim, so that also, it's you left a sakana open, and it could be your fault. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. But let's just finish first. So, Habahadiksanila, 1 second, says the Gemara, you suggested that these items are what's included in the general line of the Mishnah. Well, the Mishnah says you can do all Tzarchi Rabim. You don't need the general line to include that. These are all said explicitly in the Mishnah. Habahadiksanila, Umisakhadis Adrachim Azarachovas Vesbekvos. It says that in the Mishnah. So, Bozak Tzarchi Rabim Lasuye Mai, what must the general line be coming to include? Lav Lasuye Chafira Shvamina. So, we end up saying, yeah. It's coming to include Chafira l'maskana. This Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Ritva says this Yerushalmi. Maybe I'm just coming to include the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says you're allowed to judge Dini Maminus and give Malkus and Egla Arufa and any other halachas that you require a bezin. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is including. So the Ritva says, no, l'chora, the Mishnah is including items that are similar to the rest of the items on the list. Similar to what was usher, they're going to say is mutter. So you're right, those can be mutter, but l'chora, he says, that you can't suggest that that's what our Mishnah is including. Okay, so the pasuk quoted here, according to Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Vahaya, according to Rabbi Hananel, is about ma'akeh, that if you don't take care of your ma'akeh, so then you're considered a murderer. Right? As Mrs. Araisa in Kisetze, if somebody has a roof that they use, not a roof that they don't use, that's slanted, that you never go up there, you don't have to put a roof on, a gate on there, and that kind of roof, but it's a roof that is used, and huadin, this applies to any dangerous situation one has in the house, somebody has a swimming pool, you have to put a gate around it, it's part of the mitzvah d'araisa, part of the mitzvah of ma'akeh. There was a major discussion, we had a shiur on this a couple of years ago, how to understand ma'akeh. From this gemara, it sounds like ma'akeh is all about prevention of sakana. The question is that all that it's about? Is it purely preventing sakana? Which is exactly the pasuk in the Torah seems to say that. The pasuk in the Torah says, "Vasisa ma'akeh l'gagecha v'lo sasim damim v'veisecha ki yipol hanofel mimenu." Right? It's you have to prevent people from falling. But the question then is, there are a couple of issues that come up, lemaisa, which seem to say that maybe it's not just mishum sakana, but maybe there's some type of positive mitzvah asei element to the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Number one, do you make a bracha when you build a ma'akeh? The rule is, if something is purely mishum sakana, there's no bracha. Haraya, mayim achronim. There's no bracha on mayim achronim, the Shulchan Aruch says, because that's such mishum sakana. You're just preventing something, hagalas kalim. Hagalas kalim, there's no bracha. Why? Because you're just removing something. You're preventing. Tvilas kalim, you're being mosif kedusha. There's a bracha. Hagalas kalim, getting out treif. There's no bracha when you kasher something. There's no bracha. Sorry? It's not a mitzvah. Hagalas kalim, according to many, is a mitzvah. We make brachas adrabanan. Nitilas yadayim is also drabanan, right? Nitilas yadayim on bread, right? So my machronim is not. So the Rambam says never make a bracha on sakana, but we make a bracha on makeh. There's a rokeach that says we don't make a bracha on makeh. We make a bracha on makeh. So that seems to reflect that there's something more positive here. That's not just prevention of sakana, but we say that there's something more positive, that there's a kiyum asay when it comes to makeh. Or could a guy build it for you? Is there any kiyum for you to do it yourself? Mitzvah yosvi b'shlucho. So is there any kiyum? So the Minchas Chinuch is charif about this. He says you got to do it yourself. Avalam osa mitzvah de cherishod of a katan o goy to labar shlichus lo kiyem ha mitzvah ubitel mitzvah asay. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if you do it through a guy, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Nehi da'al lo sa'asei lo avar. Even though you're not going to violate the lo sa'asei, v'osasadam b'veisecha, but the mitzvah sa'asei, achavid ha'asei lo kiyim, the mitzvah sa'asei tzorach lasos, who? O shlucho, kemo ha'frashas trumus u'maisrus, o kadoma harbe mitzvahs. You got to do it yourself, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch even adds l'shitaso, let's say you have a house, and you build your makkah a week later. You mevatel mitzvah sa'asei every second that you didn't have a makkah up there, says the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Isn't it just about the result of protecting your roof? So the answer is no, says the Minchas Chinuch. There's something more positive about this. Not everybody agrees to this. The Machan Ephraim, there's a famous Machan Ephraim. It's famous in the Sugya Makkah. The Machan Ephraim says, even when a goy builds it, you can make a bracha. Unbelievable sheet. Exactly what his svara is Sarach Ian. Even when a goy builds it, you can make a bracha on the Makkah. Again, focusing on the result of prevention of sakana. But again, if it's prevention of sakana, so why do you make a bracha? But that's his shita. You can even make a bracha on that. Again, this also has to do with how tall it has to be. There is also a Sifri, one more, and then we'll continue. The Sifri says that there are exclusions of the mitzvah, just like there is by mezuzah, like but not a base bakar, not a base teven, all these different kinds of houses that aren't halachic houses aren't included. And again, the mefarshim say, if it's all about sakana, what difference does it make? What you use the house for? It's still dangerous on top. So some mefarshim, the Netziv there in his commentary on the Sifri, has a totally different shot, because he cannot accept the fact that, you know, there are these formal exclusions from the mitzvah, because it's all about sakana. Again, this is a major sugya, part of the mitzvah makah. How much is it just mishum sakana? How much is it positive? It also, we touched on in the menchas chinuch, another part of the sugya, what's the relationship between the asay and the los asay in the mitzvah of makah? Okay, yeah.
Could there be a message? The reason why I say in the book is
Philosophically, you should build fences around your dangerous places. Yeah, that's obviously that you have to build a makah. There's the Nesiva Shalom by Rosh Hashanah that talks about that. The Dafka Kisesi always comes out about that time of year in Elul, and you know, that's a symbol of building makos around us. Gedarim, building Gedarim, which we're going to talk a little bit more actually in a little bit. Okay, that's the Mesugya of a little bit, the Sugya Makah, more in Meseches Kedushin about makah. Umitzayin es Akvaris, fourth wide line. So the Mishnah says that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to go around and make sure the cemetery and the gravestones are clearly marked, so that the Kohanim don't chas v'shalom walk in and are metame themselves by accident without knowing. Amar Firman Pazi Remez L'siyin Kvaris Benator Minayin. How do I know? Where's the hint in the Torah that you have to be Mitzayin Kvaris? A hint in the Torah, so the Mefarshim discussed, the Ritva has a discussion here, is this a Daraisa, is this a Rabbanan? We're about to quote 9 different psukim as a possible source for this idea. Such an important idea, so the Ritva has 2 days. He says, Yesha Pirshu, that this is, if this wasn't Daraisa, the Rabbanan wouldn't go so hard to try to find the source for it. 9 different sources. And he says, no, he says, even if it's a Rabbanan, they're emphasizing how important it is. Even if it's a Drabanan, you don't have to say that. It's still Masra Chaz v'Chachamim. They're looking in the Torah where it's alluded to. But how do you know that you have to prevent, put up the guards on these kvaris? Number one, Tamalomar v'ra etzem adam u'bana etzlo tzion. The person sees a bone, and you have to build on it a tzion, a marker. Amalei Ravina l'r pazik in Yecheskel. Amalei Ravina l'r v'ashi, amakami dasu l'esi Yecheskel man omar. This halacha only started with Yecheskel. But before Yecheskel, we didn't have this halacha. So the Gemara says, no. Ula taimech, if you assume such a thing, such an idea, that if you find a pasuk in Yecheskel about it, it didn't exist beforehand, unless you go better kasha. Ha d'amar av chizda, dover zeb b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu l'lamanu, midiver Yecheskel ben buzi l'lamanu. We have a source in Yecheskel for the following halacha, kol ben nechar ara leif, v'ara basar lo yavol mikdashi l'shar seini. The pasuk says that an Arel is not allowed to do avoda. An Arel is not allowed to do avoda. So that's only a din midrabanan from Yecheskel. Well, before Yecheskel came around, an Arel, somebody uncircumcised, can do the avoda in a Kohen Arel. So the Gemara says, "Bikabed leisi Yecheskel man amar." Did we hold to this? The answer is, of course, we knew about it. Ela Gemara Gimiri law. We had a mesora about this halacha. V'yasa Yecheskel asmachakra. Yecheskel came along and just was masmechid on the pasuk. So Achanami Gemara Gimiri law. V'yasa Yecheskel asmachakra. No, really, we knew this beforehand. We just found the remez in the pasuk by Yecheskel, but of course, this existed beforehand. Two ha'aris. Number one, the Maritz Chayes points out we have the word l'sharseni in parentheses. So the verse say, because there's no such pasuk. Take out the word l'sharseni, that's not part of the pasuk. The Maritz Chayes says, and he quotes 10 other examples, that no, sometimes we see in Shas a pasuk is quoted even though it doesn't exist. They kind of paraphrase a pasuk, they add on a word here, they take off a word there. So Lav Dafki says you have to change the girsa. Sometimes you find a pasuk that doesn't exist. The only way you'll know this is if you look it up. So that's l'sharseni. Take out the word. Yep. Right.
So it could be the reason why he's reiterating the halacha.
The Nevi'im,
because people of those times.
Right. It could be that they were weak in that halacha and they weren't, and they wanted to reiterate that halacha. Right. Exactly what the pasuk is saying. That the Gemara is saying that these were halachas that were existent beforehand, but they were just reiterated, or the later Chazal found a hint in the pasuk to this halacha. What does an Arel mean? So The machlokas we mentioned a number of times. Rov Rishonim versus Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi here and Rashi elsewhere says, what is an RL? Any person who was uncircumcised, even if it's not his fault. For example, let's say there's hemophilia in the family. Let's say his two older brothers, Rachman al-Islan, died out of, because of Mila. So the third brother is not allowed to get Mila. Why? Because we paskin two is a chazaka when it comes to the sakhanas nefashas. And therefore, the brother is not allowed to get Mila. So Rashi and Rov Rishonim say, that person's an RL. We feel bad for him. What could you do? But he's an RL. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rishonim in Chagiga and in Yevamah Mustafayin, the beginning of Perikah RL, say, no, Rabbeinu Tam has a huge chiddush that Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, if Halacha says you're not allowed to get Mila, you're not called an RL. You lose your shame RL. The only time you have a shame RL is if you have a chiyuv of Mila. If the chiyuv of Mila disappears, because halacha says you're not allowed to give yourself Mila, so then you're not called an RL, and you can eat carbon Pesach. And you might be able to do the Avodah if you're a Kohen. What's an RL according to Rabbeinu Tam? Where you're scared to do Mila. You're scared. Or let's say you have one brother that died. So make her a din, you have to do Mila. So then too, so Rabbeinu Tam says, RL only is a case where it's your choice. But if halacha says not to do it, so then you're not called an RL. Yeah.
I thought that pasuk in Yecheskel, here they have a full pasuk.
Yeah.
It's just that B'nai Yefes are zochet to kavura.
Right. So again, that's not
the marker for Kahana.
Right. This is that pasuk, the original pasuk is quoted v'ra etzem adam. Right. So that's not the pashas. It's a remez. It's a remez. Remez to that idea. Number two, Rav Avraham Mehacha. We're going to have nine. Rav Yehuda says from this pasuk, the tamei yikra. Tamei yikra, but a mitzora is called tamei. Tuma karalo, you call him tamei, meaning you tell people to stay away from him because a mitzora is matamei. So that's tamei. Make sure people know that he's tamei. When there's no approach, tell him to separate. V'chein am Rabuziel, barbrei, drabuziel rabba. Tuma karalo, when there's no approach, separate from him. Just heard last night, in this keenness of the community, Rabbi Weinberger mentioned a derech drash. So this pasuk, tamei yikra. What's tamei yikra? Why a double lashon? Whenever there's a little tuma, and you let a little bit in, it leads to more tuma. Tame yikra. You think tame, a little bit, just a little bit. It always leads to tuma. And he said that tuma is like mold. It's like mold. A little bit, a tiny little mold. What's the big deal? Tiny little mold. That's it. A little mold, you throw the whole thing out. Why? Because a little tiny mold ruins everything. And it grows. That's tuma, tame yikra. Tame, there's a little tuma that's... Right, it's avera goreres avera. The tum is goreres tuma, and obviously lehefech in the opposite way. A little kedusha, a little hosavas kedusha in our lives, you know, will create tremendous kedusha. Okay, so that's Rabbi Abo. Ask the Gemara of a halach. You the asa is that tami tami yikra pasuk teaching me that? Homie, by look at the Tanya, we needed that to teach me the following. Tami tami yikra. The halacha is that a mitzora has to let other people know about the predicament that he's in. And they have, so they daven for him. That's tami yikra. Let people know. So im kain, says the Gemara, no. Lift the tami yikra. If you only wanted to learn one thing from this pasuk, you could just say v'tami yikra. My v'tami shvami natarti. So the fact that it says a double lashon, it means you can learn both from it. Isn't it better that what does it say here? That a mitzora should ask everybody else to daven for him. Don't Chazal say that a choleh should daven for themselves? And that's the best type of tefillah? Best type of tefillah is for a choleh daven for oneself. So what's he asking? What is the Gemara saying? You don't have to ask somebody else. So the Iyun Yaakov, the Shvus Yaakov, never mind, it's the Shvus Yaakov on the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov says in Shabbos, when this Gemara comes up, Daf Samach Zayin, except by a mitzora. A mitzora is musgeres. His tefillah is closed off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like on Tisha B'Av, all of our tefillahs, a mitzora, ki tefillahs mitzora, eina mukubelas klal. Kedisa b'zohar, like it quotes a Zohar, and that's why you need others to daven for him. And that is why Miriam didn't daven for herself. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to daven for Miriam? Okay, you get Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for you. There's no greater Rebbe to daven for you than Moshe Rabbeinu. But he says, no, halachically, because Miriam couldn't daven for herself, because the mitzora is closed off. Closed off, and that's why they can't, that way you can't daven. I thought maybe it could be Mosif that, why dafka mitzora? Because it's to teach the mitzora that you try to separate yourself, the Lashon Hara, you'll see you need the tzibur. You'll see that you got to have everybody else daven for you. That's the only way you're going to get better. So dafka to teach him a lesson that he tried to be porish from that tzibur, and he created ketata amongst the tzibur. So dafka now, his kapara is going to be only when others daven for him. Number five, Avai Amar Mehacha, V'lifnei Iver, number three, V'lifnei Iver Lositin Michshol. What's the mucker for putting up signs? Lifnei Iver. You have to make sure that the Kohanim don't have a stumbling block and make themselves tame. Interesting here. Isn't this Tzivoy on the Yisraelim, on the Bezdin? So it's if I cause a Kohen, if I don't put up the marker, so I cause a Kohen to violate the Aver of Tumas Kohanim, I am causing him to violate an Aver that I'm not even mitzvah in. That is a big discussion in Lifnei Iver. If I'm not mitzvah in the mitzvah, do I get Lifnei Iver? Let's say I convince a Kohen to marry a Grusha, and I'm a Yisrael. So do I violate Lifnei Iver? I'm not mitzvah in it. There's a big discussion in the Achronim how to look at Lifnei Iver. Again, it's already the Minchas Chinuch discusses it a lot. Does Lifnei Iver mean, what's my scorecard in Shemayim? Do I have a separate Lifnei Iver scorecard? Every Aver on Lifnei Iver is also one of them. Right? 365 Los Ases, Lifnei Iver is one of them. Or in Shemayim, maybe I only have 364 cards. And there's a Lifnei Iver section to each Avera. And Lifnei Iver was called a Isser Prati, not an Isser Klali. When I convince somebody to eat treif, do I get the Avera of Lifnei Iver? General? Everything Lifnei Iver is the same? Or do I say, no, I get a little bit of treif. This eating treif and this Lifnei Iver treif. How do you view it? So many issues might be tally on this. Just to give you the most illustrative one. Lifnei Iver of the Gimel Averis are those Yahari Val Yavar. If you convince somebody to violate one of the Gimel Averis, if somebody comes over to you and say, convince Reuven to kill Shimon, or else I'm going to kill you. Lifnei Iver of the Gimel Averis, is that Yahari Val Yavar? It's Machlokas Balamor and the Ramban and Masechah Sanhedrin. So again, the way it's usually explained is that if you say, it's an Isser Prati, every time you do Lifnei Iver one of the Averis, so then you get the Avera, then it's Yahari Val Yavar. Mashenkin, if it's Isser Klali, it's general, so then it's not Yahari Val Yavar. So it's Machlokas Balamor Ramban there. Other, what if you try to convince the guy and the guy never does the Avera? Never does it. Doesn't you try to do it. Do you get the Avera if the guy refuses? So again, you might say, if it's Lifnei Iver Klali, a general point, you shouldn't convince somebody to do Averas, maybe you'll get it even if he never does it. There are Gemaras that point in both directions. But if you say it's a Isser Prati, so maybe if the guy didn't eat treif, you can't get a little treif. You can't get a little Avera of treif. Many nafkaminas. But one of them could be, if you're not mitzuveh. Our case, if you're not mitzvah in the Isser, you're a Yisrael, and you're preventing a Kohen from becoming Tameh. So if it says Lifnei Iver, so if you say it's an Isser Prati, it's Isser Prati, I'm not mitzvah in this Isser Prati. Very difficult to say that I would get this Avera. But if you say it's more of a general, an Isser Klali, so then you could say, which is Lachar, what we hold, because the Gemara has cases of giving wine to a Nazir, which is exactly, I'm not a Nazir. So it seems beforeish in the Gemara that Lifnei Iver would apply to something that you're not even mitzvah in. Again, a big topic. We touched on it. Now we'll continue. Rav Papa on source number 4 says, "Vamer solu solu panu derech, clear out the way of the road." So again, a remez to putting markers down. Rav Chinna Amar, "Harimu michshol miderech ami, remove michsholim, remove stumbling blocks from my nation's derech." Rav Yishuv Bredi Rav Yidi Amar, "Vahodat lahem es haderech asher yelchu ba, check, make sure they know the way that they should go." Separate Bnei Yisrael from their tumah. Ravashi Amar Ushmartem es Mishmarti. Asu Mishmaris L'Mishmarti. The source for all Gzeiros Durabanan, but here we're using it specifically here. Guard my Mishmaris. Rashi says that Truma is called Mishmaris. So guard those who eat Truma so that they don't become Tame. Ravina Amar V'sam Derech Arenu B'Yesha Elokim. Sam Derech. Guard the and mark off the derech, and I'll show you Yesh Elokim. I'll show you Yeshuos Hashem. Tosas points out here that all of these 9 opinions are not arguing; they're just saying whatever pasuk came to mind. So the Marsha says in Tosas, what the pasuk in Yeshaya came to mind before the pasuk took him in the Torah. So he explains, but I'm going to go through it, how each one of them has a little pircha kala, and why the other one, why each pasuk has a little better than the other ones. But Tosas points out important that nobody's here is arguing. Now we're going to just darshan the last pasuk quoted. Cholasam or chosav, anybody who cholasham or chosav, anybody who estimates his drachim, who thinks about the way he's going in life, zoche v'roa b'shuasa shalakash baruchu, he'll see the Yeshuas Hashem. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'sam derech, al tikri v'sam ela v'sham. Don't say v'sam, but v'sham. Switch the sin to a shin. Derech arenu b'yesha elokim. So if you're sham, if you estimate, if you analyze your drachim, then you'll see Yeshuas Hashem. Rabbi Yana, havaleihu talmid to call yam havi machshile. Rabbi Yana had a talmid that always asked him great kashas every day in shir. B'shabbos at the riglo havi machshile. On the Shabbos before Yantiv, when the whole crowd was there, this talmid wouldn't open his mouth. He didn't want to stump, make the Rebbe embarrassed and make him stumble in the middle in front of everybody. It's a big shear. Kari Alei v'sham derech erena b'yishal akim. Oh, so they called about him. V'sham derech, he estimates his way. Erena b'yishal akim, he sees, he will see the Yeshuas Hashem. There's a story quoted in a number of sources I saw from Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha was once in a public lecture. He was sitting listening to a Rav give a shear, and there was another Rebbe, the name's quoted here, that gets up and asks the Magid Shear a bomb kasha. Magashir is all embarrassed. Everybody's quiet. Hush, hush. What's going on here? Very embarrassing. The Meshech Chachma, the Rav of Vinz, gets up. He walks over to the questioner and says, "You don't even know the difference between your right hand and your left hand." And the guy's all embarrassed. Everybody's like, "I don't know. I thought it was a good kasha." And the Magashir continues. He doesn't answer the question. He just continues the shir. Fine. Afterwards, the questioner goes over to the Meir Simcha. "Rebbe, what did I do? I just asked a kasha." He says, "The Gemara says, Beferish and Moed Katan. You can't ask a kasha. That's going to be a difficult question in front of everybody. Visam Visham, your right hand and your left hand. You don't notice. Which the sin and the shin? It's exactly what the Gemara does. You don't know Mefirish Gemara. It's the source of it." So like, oh, the Gals of Meir Simcha, the right hand and the left hand, alluding to this Gemara in Moed Katan. It's a beautiful Marsha here, but let's continue. If we don't get to do it, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. You can look it up. A different shot of this whole story. Tana Rabbanan. Second line, a Mitzayin Lin. So we say you have to mark off the grave site so that Kohanim don't become Tame. So obviously, what Tumah are we worried about? We're worried about Tumas Ohel. If a Kohen walks over a mace that's in the ground or on the ground, he's going to be Mitame himself. So ain't Mitzayin Lola Kazayis Ben Ameis. You don't have to be Mitzayin if only Kazayis Ben Ameis is there. We'll see why. But Lola Letzim Kisora, not just if there's a tiny little bone there, because that's not Mitame but Ohel. But Lola Darvash ain't Mitame but Ohel, or anything that's not Mitame but Ohel. Aval Mitzayin Al Shidra, Val Golgoles, Al Rovinyin, Val Rovinyin Ameis. But you are Mitzayin if the spine, skull, or most of the body, or most of the bones of the body are there, because all of those are Mitame Ohel. They Mitzayin al Havodos. You're not Mitzayin on Vadai graves. Why? Because Rashi says everybody knows Vadai graves. You have to be Mitzayin. Everybody knows that there are graves here. Avo Mitzayin al Asvekas. You only have to be Mitzayin the ones that are in doubt. Says the Sfas Emes. What if there's a Kohen passing through town? What do you mean that everybody knows? When not everybody knows? Everybody knows. So the Sfas Emes says, no, he gives a different shot. Lulei Divrei Rashi, he says that Zvados mean like in the middle of the Beis HaKvaris. Svekos are going to mean on the outside. So if you mark off all the Svekos on the outside, so everybody's going to know that in the middle, of course, that's Vadai. It's the ones that are surrounded by the Svekos, what you marked off. That's what Vadai means. But not just Stam Vadai, because of, what do you mean everybody knows? If somebody's passing through, they won't know. So Rashi, the Sfas Emes argues with Rashi. Of a Mitzayin al Asvekos, but you do mark off by Svekos, by one that everybody knows. Eloin Asvekos, what are the Svekos? Schachos uparaos, you have overhangs next to the Beis HaKvaris, where you're not sure if there's a mace under there, or where the mace is, because sometimes people bury on the, it's getting late, it's getting dark, people might bury on the edge. Ubeis HaPras, or you have a place, we'll see what Beis HaPras means, let's say now, it means that there was a kever there, but it was plowed. The field was plowed, so it got spread out. So there is a suffix tuma midrabanan in every spot of this area, because you're worried that the part of the mace got there. So all those cases you have to mark off. We don't put the mark right on top of the grave, because then it's going to be too late. Once the Kohen sees it, he's going to be on top of the grave already. So it's not going to help out. One more line, I'll take the question. Amazing line. But we don't put the tzion too far away from the grave, because if you put it too far away, then you're taking off a piece of Eretz Yisrael, and you're calling it Tamei. You're calling it Tamei, even though it's not Tamei yet. So you don't want to portion off, you don't want to call a piece of Eretz Yisrael Tamei, and people won't go there without it. That's what Rashi says. V'nimsa Eretz Yisrael betuma shelo letzara. Chas v'shalom, we should treat a piece of Eretz Yisrael betuma. End of Brisa. Yeah.
Don't you put up a matzeva also because it's a nachas ruach and even if you do that to a grave, you still have to do it.
Right, so again, that matzeva is not a din though. All these, learned out from these psukim, it's a remez, that's a din. The matseva is zikaron to us, it's a special school for the neshama. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the beginning of the Vela, says the minute to do it on the yard site or before, different minhagim, but nechinami, but that's not as chomer, but here it's for the outsiders. You're right, there might be a din special for the niftar to put up the matseva. Okay, so now we're going to analyze analyze this brisa. Because Kezayis ben Ameis ain't metame ba'ohel. You don't have to be mitzayin for a Kezayis ben Ameis. But what do you mean? A Kezayis ben Ameis is metame ba'ohel. V'ha'tanan. Again, as we said yesterday, whenever we have Mishnayis from Zoram and Taurus, it's exciting. V'ha'tanan, the Mishnah says in Ahalus, Eil shemtam ba'ohel, Kezayis ben Ameis. It says beferish that a Kezayis ben Ameis is metame ba'ohel. So why don't you have to put a sign up? Amr of Papa Hacha because I submit sumsa maskinon. We're talking about a case where there was an exact kizayis of a mace. And therefore what? Any day now, what happens? Deteriorates. It rots. So in a day or two, in a week or two, there's not going to be a kizayis anymore. So what are you going to do? You're going to put up a sign. So forevermore, you're going to treat this place as tuma. And forevermore, you're going to burn shruma that comes in contact here. But after this week, it's not going to be tummy anymore. So rather, don't put up a sign. And for a week, the sof betzer chaser, it gets less over time. Mutav yisarfo lav shuma v'kachim lefi shah v'al yisarfo lav la'olam. Right now, people know it. People are going to treat it as if there's a mace there because there's a kezayis, but better not to put up a sign there because then people are going to think there's a vaday mace there forever and they'll burn extra shuma that should not be burnt. Elohena sfeikas. The Brisa said, what are the sfeikas that you have to put up signs about? Schachos upros. Schachos and pros. These overhangs at the edge of the graveyards. Schachos. Ilan amesach ala aretz. Schachos is a overhanging tree. Pros. Avanim. Pros. Ayosas ben agedar. Avanim. Pros are stones, jagged stones that overhang the outside. Beis HaPras, what does Beis HaPras mean? That's also suffix. Kidetzan, as the Mishnah says also, Beis HaPras. Hachorish is a keva, hariosa Beis HaPras. If somebody plows over a grave so that the mace might have gotten spread out, so then that is called a Beis HaPras, that's a tuma midrabanan, that whole area is tuma midrabanan. V'kamu osa, how wide of an area? Malo mana mea ama, 100 amos around where the plow might have been. Says the Gemara, Beis HaPras be mitame ba'ohel. Is a Beis HaPras really mitame ba'ohel? And that is why you'd have to put up guards and signs. Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, minafeach ad Beis HaPras v'holech. A Kohen is allowed to walk into a Beis HaPras, which again has a suffix tuma midrabanan, and he's allowed to blow, meaning he's allowed to look around as he walks, blow in front of him, so he doesn't come in contact, he doesn't step on any piece of a mace. But what do you mean? If it's mitame ba'ohel, so even if it's underneath, so you see, a Beis HaPras is not mitame ba'ohel. Rav Yehuda bar Ami, Mishrei de'ula, Amar Beis HaPras, Shenidash Tar. Or let's say you have a Beis HaPras that's been walked on a lot by people, it's Tar. So you see, there's no Tumas O by Beis HaPras. So why would you have to cordon off this area? So Amar Papa, Lokasha, two kinds of Beis HaPras. Kan Besadash Avad Bakever, Kan Besadash Nechush Bakever. It depends. If there's a Vadai Kever there, you just don't know where it is, that's one type of Beis HaPras that you have to put signs on. Because there's definitely a mace here, you just don't know where, so that's Tumas Oel somewhere. But a Beis HaPras, that Nechresh Bakever, so that you don't have to put up a sign. Four more lines. V'sadash Nechresh Bakever, Beis HaPras, Karilei. Do we even call that a Beis HaPras? The Gemara says, yes, in V'hatznan. After all, the Mishnah says there are three kinds of fields that we would refer to as Beis HaPras. Shlosha Beis HaPras saying, Sadash Nevad Bakever. Number one, a Sada that a Kever was lost in, but there's a Vadai Kever there. So there, that's a Suffolk to Maso, El Midaraisa. V'sadash Nechresh Bakever, a Sada that was plowed over, and that's according to most Tumah Midrabanan. V'stei Bochin. And a crying field is also called a Beis HaPras. My Stei Bochin, what is a Stei Bochin? Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba B'Shei De'ula Amar, Sada Shemaftirin Bamesin. A Sada where Rashi explains Baftir and Bamesin, they used to bring a mace from another city and they used to give it to the Chaver Kadisha in this city. They used to change hands there. That's a place where they used to cry there because that's where they took leave of their niftar. So that's called the Stei Bochin, and there's a chash there that they stayed there for a little while. Part of the mace might have didn't have coffins like we have in today. Maybe some tumah got out, some piece of the mace fell there. So that's why there's a chash that there's tumah there. The time of my Amar Avimi Mishum Yesh Bailam Naguba. Why do you have to be? Is that area tameh? Because each of the groups that were there think the other one took care of cleaning up and making sure that there was no part of the mace left there, and because of that, we're worried that there was a piece of the mace left there. Period. We'll stop here. But then tomorrow, maybe we'll start with that marsha that I mentioned on the story, and then we will continue. Okay.